Well, this is such a treat for me this afternoon. I do say that often, but honestly, this will be the equivalent of mixing my professional life with actual social life because Charlie Pickering, I don't see you enough. Can't get enough of our chats when we catch up. And now we get to do it with a national audience, of course, for an hour on a Sunday afternoon. And
which is how I choose to socialise is with as big an audience as possible. but no, it's like we love hanging out, but yeah. We genuinely, both of us, work too hard.
Exactly.
And once you have family in the mix,
I know.
You don't get to have friends anymore.
You don't. Because
you're just not allowed.
It's so true. You're allowed to say to friends, I love that child more than you. And you've got to be okay with that.
Yeah. Even if you don't mean that.
Exactly. I know.
It's just the law says you have to say that.
I know. Now, I must get this in. You can catch Charlie Pickering every Wednesday night, 9:10 on the ABC for the weekly with Charlie Pickering.
The Broadway time of 9:10.
But it is though, isn't it?
It is now. It is like, it's funny though, there's this point at 9, this is because I look at ratings too much and the graphs and everything, but there's a point at 9:40 where everyone leaves. Like on TV, you look at the graph, everyone's watching TV, there's this point, and it must be like at 9:40 for some reason, everyone toddles off to bed.
I thought everyone operated on the half hours, so if they were like 9:30, it's bedtime. What's 40?
I don't know. It's because everything runs late. You know, right, like everything runs a little bit over and a little bit over. But 9:40, everyone, they either go to YouTube or Netflix or just to bed.
Yeah.
Or just go out roaming the neighbourhood looking for trouble. I don't know. But it's very funny. We are the last, like, we're late night. 9:10. It's crazy.
Boxed in with Fifi Box.
Hi, I'm Charlie Pickering and I'm boxed in with Fifi Box.
When you left the project, everyone was thinking, what's Charlie doing? You know, it was such a big call.
That thought crossed my mind too.
I know, I remember you used to have that thought. I don't think you even had it publicly going, I'm doing this and it's a risk because I'm very happy and I'm obviously on a hugely successful show. But you backed yourself, and I love it because I remember you spoke to me about it when you were doing it, and you said, I've got an idea for a show, and the ABC are letting me do it. And now, 4 seasons later, well done. You backed yourself.
Oh, Faith, thanks.
And you deserve all the success.
All I had to do was be completely self-centered and want to be the boss. That's all it was. Look, it's funny. I don't think Australians are great risk takers. And it's funny, I'm married to an American and I'm quite familiar with the way Americans are.
Yeah.
And Americans, the mentality is really different. They're like, you know, you go, yeah, I want to be king of the world. They go, good for you, man. Go do that. Like, and so over there, they like expect you to take risks. And if it fails, that's fine. At least you took a shot.
Yeah.
In Australia, everyone goes, what are you doing, you idiot? Yeah, you're like, you're comfy. Don't go anywhere. You're comfy.
I know.
But I just think, you know, you have to take those risks because otherwise 20 years can go past and you think, yeah, well, what could I have done in that time if I had taken a few chances along the way?
Mm.
And you just have to accept that at some point it's all going to collapse in a heap.
Yes.
And you'll feel like an idiot. And that's fine, you know.
And it will happen to everyone at some stage. But you, another thing that you did do was you started spending a lot of time in the US, in New York. Was it like sort of half a year? How was that?
Amazing. Like really great. Sort of spending time with some of my wife's family and friends there, but also just working, doing stand-up in New York, which is the hardest place in the world to do stand-up. It is so hard.
Really?
You have no idea. A, because they have trouble understanding Australians as it is. I was once, like, I'm going to swear a tiny bit here.
Okay, that's fine.
It's not too bad.
Mm.
But I once on stage used the phrase, crack the shits.
Mm.
Like, and I was doing an 8-minute set, and about 2 minutes in, I said, crack the shits.
Yeah.
And the audience, it was like I'd started speaking Swahili.
What?
Like, they were just, what? People started, there was this murmuring, like, what? Like, they didn't understand what was going on. And I spent the whole time trying to explain. And then I just realized, man, it's like I do speak another language here.
Wow.
So I had to, like, relearn how to talk to an audience again. Mm. And also the thing, like, if I do stand up here, most people in the room know me a bit.
Exactly.
So I've got a bit of a head start.
Yes.
Over there, no idea who I am.
Wow.
And I'm on a lineup with people that have been on like Letterman and Leno and all of that. And then it's just like, and some guy from Australia. And so it's heaps harder. But it's like, actually to me, it's like training at altitude.
Yeah.
It's so hard that I come back here and when I do stand up, I'm I'm like at invincible. My fighting weight. Yeah.
Boxed In with Fifi Box.
You're listening to Boxed In with star of the weekly, Charlie Pickering. What do you think, Charlie, at the moment of the media in Australia in terms of what we're consuming and the reality television? And because it's a really interesting space. When you look at particularly this year's sort of Married at First Sight, phenomenal juggernaut, all the Bachelors. Where are we going with television and media?
Wow. That's a big question.
Wasn't it?
I find
think
a lot
man
of it,
prepared to answer.
I feel just a lot of it is really dysfunctional. Do you know what I mean? In the same way, like my wife loves all of the Real Housewives.
See, I do too.
Yeah, and
I'm addicted.
You are a very smart woman. My wife is a very smart woman. My wife is a PhD in law and a published author, award-winning author.
Yeah.
And she wants to watch the Real Housewives of Potomac throw shoes at each other. For I don't know why.
Yeah.
But that connects and that's fine.
I love that she watched Potomac too.
Yeah, she watches all of them. But Potomac is odd. Mm. Anyway. we watch The Bachelor and Bachelorette, but we watch the American one because I find it a bit more dysfunctional than, I don't know, there's something a bit more intriguing about it. But I think we're
drawn to that?
For some reason, well, it's voyeurism. We've always been drawn to that sort of watching, you know, like dating is always, like Perfect Match, you mentioned Perfect Match. That was just a dating show. I mean, that's all that the Bachelor is a dating show just done on a different scale. But I don't like any of it by and large. I don't think it's good. I don't think it's good for us. Do you know what drives me wild? The thing that bothers me the most about all of that, the cooking shows and all of that, is the recapping. And then people sitting there telling you what you're watching, like they're going, yeah, so I'm cooking a steak. And I know what cooking a steak is. Like, you know, it's like, so I'm chopping the onions and I'm in a hurry. Yeah, I'm watching Gary call out the time and you're chopping onions. I don't need you telling me what I'm watching. And then you go to an ad break and they come back and it's like, so they were chopping onions and cooking steak. I said, I just watched it. Just let me enjoy the story. Stop treating me like a moron. So like, true. That drives me mad.
Boxed In with Fifi Box.
Hey, this is Fifi Box, and joining me for Boxed In this week is fantastic stand-up comedian and star of the weekly, Charlie Pickering. You obviously had your son.
Mm.
What's that done for Charlie Pickering? How's fatherhood changed you?
Well, there's at least someone in the world that thinks I'm a hero, so that's good. I've got someone to look up to me. That's good. I can impress one person. And with stuff just like hammering a bit of wood to another bit of wood. Like, he thinks that's magic. I'm terrible at fixing things around the house, but to him, I'm incredible. but I just love it. I just love being a parent. And my wife works really hard too, but we really have balanced sort of for the first 3 years. We both did as much parenting as possible and balanced it with work. And you know, it's not easy. And you know, God, like I feel like I've got a massive team compared to like someone raising a kid on their own is just the hardest thing in the world. I couldn't imagine it, but it is so worth the work. Apart from the fact that you're just tired all the time,
I know,
and just Chardonnay o'clock rolls around
never
pretty
stops.
Quickly. Yeah,
did you surprise yourself? Like, were there things that you? Because I can speak on many of these. I honestly believed my child would have the best diet. We do that whole no sugar thing. Now, I mean, she fell asleep with a mint slice in her mouth the other night. I honestly went, I'm not doing very well here. Like all those things you think, oh, I'll have those rules and my kids. Are there things that you're like, no, I was completely unrealistic when I thought I'd parent like that?
Do you know what? I think I've become a little bit elastic around the edge.
Mm.
But do you know what? My wife is good at sticking to rules.
Oh, really?
It worked for me and it will work for our son.
Yeah.
So, okay. But like the things we stuck to was we did no screens until he was two.
Oh, yeah.
And I reckon that makes a massive difference. So
yeah.
We did no screens till he was two. We just did books and taught him to just enjoy books.
Yeah, great.
And so he thinks TV is just amazing, but we only do it at certain particular times.
What about screen time in terms of iPads and things? Is there any of that?
Not really. Like he does a tiny bit, and it's like if we're out at dinner with friends and he's there and it hits that witching hour, he can watch something, you know, on the iPhone at the table if it's really bad. And I think that's totally normal.
Mm.
But it's like he's got plenty of time to be on a screen. And you know, like I've had friends say, oh, but everything's digital and you don't want them to miss out on that development. And I'm like going, yeah, Steve Jobs never had an iPad when he was a kid.
So true.
You know, like Zuckerberg never had an iPad when he was a kid. he's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Do you know the thing Do you know the thing that I do though, which I think is a little different, is I buy lots of like little weird parts of circuits from like Tandy or whatever Tandy's J Car or whatever it is. And we build little robots. Like we figure out how to make little robots. And it's purely, it's a survival thing.
Wow.
Robots are taking all of our jobs. So I figured the one job you need is to be able to build a robot. And so I'm just like, all right, we're going to build robots all the time. And he loves it. But it's like, it's, and they're not complicated. Like literally I can make a you know, like a nail brush, like a little scrum brush. I can make one of them dance. I put boggly eyes on it and we make a little dancing brush robot. I can't believe you can do that. It's so easy. You just got to buy all the little circuits.
It's just glue and scissors and stuff?
Glue gun. That's literally glue gun, boggly eyes, battery, some wires.
Yeah.
And you can, like, it's not hard. It's learning about what a circuit does.
That is really impressive.
And that you can make something. Yeah.
Next minute, you've got Dexter from Perfect Match.
That's exactly right.
Boxed In with Fifi Box.
Star of the Weekly, Charlie Pickering, is hanging out with me this week on Boxed In.
I want to make a reality TV show in Australia. And I want to make a reality TV show that is like this show in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And Netflix just produced the latest season of it.
Yeah.
And it's called Terrace House. And it is, and what they do is they start with six strangers, three men, three women, all single.
Yeah.
They move them into a really lovely house, right? Mm. Just a beautiful house. All the girls sleep in one room, all the boys sleep in another, and there's a communal space in the kitchen. And
sounds
then,
a bit like Jersey Shore at the moment.
Yeah, no, but yeah, it sounds like Jersey Shore, but they're all just lovely people who are all motivated and have careers and are trying to make it in the world.
Yeah.
And they're not trapped in the house. They don't have to do stupid challenges.
Yeah.
They go to work every day. Things happen in their lives.
Ah.
But it is, you're just watching a group of people get to know each other. And get this, there's no winner. There's no championship. There's no, we're going for this many episodes and it's over.
You have to propose at the end.
No, none of that. No rose ceremony. You're just watching it and it's awesome. And get this, if you decide you've had enough, you can just go. And someone new comes in and has to move into the house. And it just keeps going for quite a while. And it's beautiful. And to me, it's the thing that reality TV is missing. Mm. And it's the reality.
Mm.
That's the thing that bothers me the most is none of these shows where you put people through extreme challenges and weird, like you...
Make them get married. Just met.
Yes. Or I'm going to get you plastered and you have to get married at the end. It's just bonkers.
Mm.
Whereas watching people live their life is... so much more fascinating.
Yeah.
So much more interesting. And I could just watch that for hours and hours.
Wow.
But you know, like the other thing is like in Denmark, they've got this, or Norway, they've got this slow TV movement.
Oh yeah, I know.
And so they just film great train rides of Europe and they have them
people
on for 5
love it.
Hours. And people watch it. And it is so calming.
Yeah,
it's so beautiful. And they, I think they filmed the GAN. I think they did.
They did
the GAN.
Oh, my dad was right into it.
Yeah.
Dad taped
like,
it.
Why does it have to be people trying to bone each other? Why can't it just be actual slice of life? And maybe it takes a bit more trust and a bit
more
hard
it.
Work.
But see, you're the man that could get that up and do that and revolutionise reality television.
And it'll probably not rate well and before long I'll be going, right, two of you are going to have to get married by next week.
Boxed In with Fifi Box.
Hey, this is Fifi Box and joining me for Boxed In this week is fantastic stand-up comedian and star of the weekly, Charlie Pickering.
Do you know, if anyone is listening, this is if Channel 10 wanted to get me back.
Okay, this is good to pitch.
This is how they could get me back.
Mm-hmm.
I would be happy to be the executive producer of Big Brother.
Really?
Because I want to mess with Big Brother.
Okay.
So, for example, one thing I want to do is I want to build a house, right, and everyone goes in there, and then every day the walls move in a centimetre.
That's amazing.
No one really notices at first. But every time they get up in the morning, the walls are moved in a centimetre. And so the rooms just get smaller and smaller as it goes on.
That's brilliant.
But they don't quite realise until they haven't got, you know, like space to get around the couch. And they're just going, hang on, what's going on?
Oh, that's amazing.
And it throws them out. But here's the thing I most want to do.
Yeah.
Halfway through the season, right, I want to call all the housemates into the living room and say, right, I've got some bad news. The show hasn't been rating and it's been cancelled. But because this is a competition, we have to let you stay to the end to win the money.
Brilliant.
So if you want to stay in the house, you can stay in the house to win the money, but the show's been cancelled. And then watch all hell break loose.
That is outstanding.
And that's what we broadcast.
Oh, Charlie,
so that's what I want to do
with
reality
you've
TV.
Got to make that
that's
happen.
A lot more interesting than the,
isn't
so
it?
I'm chopping onions. Yeah. Jesus! Will somebody make these walls move in?
I'm going to back that. I'll be your senior producer. I'll be your associate producer.
Great.
And let's get that up on Channel 10, Big Brother. But in the meantime, please don't stop making The Weekly with Charlie Pickering, Wednesday nights, 9:10 on the ABC. Don't miss Charlie. And just thank you for sitting with me. And we've had the whole hour to catch up and I've loved it. Love chatting. Love being your friend that I never see.
Great to see you again. I'll see you in a couple of years. Yeah. It's been wonderful.